Okay, so just one last point that Reb Chaim Volozhiner says about the Mishnah before. The Mishnah this before says Ye beischa beisvad lachachomim. So he said it refers to that you should collect, you should have svarim and learn in your house, and you should still be misavik bafar aglaim. You should still fight to find out the pshat. So he adds another pshat. He said, "Yebeischa beisvad lachachomim," means that even if you don't understand necessarily what's going on, but if you have chachomim around, then just by being around the chachomim, you will grow. And he says it's like a mashal. For example, if a person walks into a house of a boisim, someone who sells besamim, so it's a perfumery, someone that sells perfume. You walk into that house, the store that sells perfume, you will walk out smelling of the perfume. Whether you, even though you don't know how to make it, you didn't even necessarily buy any of it. But just walking in, you already catch the smell. So he says, yeah, beischa beisvad lachachamim, means that you should be willing, you should smell the smell you should have the Torah there, because this way you will automatically gain the smell of Torah that's being learned in your house. That's how he says it. Okay. Now also he says that however a person will think, okay, good. So then, you know, be in the vicinity of the Chachamim, but you don't necessarily have to learn. So he said, no, having misavik ba'afar raglayim. You got, don't just have it in your house. Get into it. You know, study it also. And you should drink the words with thirst. So on the one hand, yes, you will gain from being in the vicinity of the Chachamim, because you have beischa beisvad lachachamim. So you'll gain from that, but ultimately it's not enough to just be in the vicinity. You have to actually dig in and learn it yourself. And that's Veshoisa Batsama as Divrayim. So those are the three things. That's how he ends off that Mishnah. Now comes another Mishnah, which is known to be a little bit of problematic, but you know, an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim Oimer, Yiyeh beischa pasuach lervacha. Your house should be wide open. V'yu aniyim b'nei ve'secha, and you should have constantly aniyim in your household. Ba'altar b'sicha ima'isha, and you should not talk too much to an isha. Be'ishtoy amru kavachom b'ishas chaveroi. Mikan amru chacham kozman shal demar b'sicha ima'isha, too much sicha with a woman garim ro la'atzma yubotum adirei teira v'soy fe'yoresh gehenim. Okay, he does not focus on that part of the Mishnah, but he does focus on the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah says, Ye beischa pasuach lervacha. Your house should be wide open. V'yu aniyim b'nei ve'secha. And you should have aniyim in your household. So he says like this. He gives a piece here to explain the importance of tzedakah. And he says, tzedakah, Teva ha-tzedakah she-me'asheres. Tzedakah gives back to the giver. Tzedakah makes the one who gave it wealthy. K'moy she'amru melach mamoin, what will hold on your money is chaser, is losing your money. A little bit, you lose the money, all of a sudden you gain it back. Like it says, ziru lachem le-tzedakah, you should plant your tzedakah like a zera, you should make seeds. Turn your tzedakah into seeds and plant it. V'kitzru lifi chesed, and then you will reap the benefits according to the chesed that you do. So he said, tzedakah is the mashal of tzedakah is like a zera, is like a seed that you put in the ground. It says someone worked hard in the season and they grow seeds. So you're going to tell them, oh, what should I do with the seeds? So oh, I have a good idea. What you should do in the seeds is put them in the ground. Are you nuts? I should take my seeds and throw them in the ground? You crazy? I worked so hard for these seeds. You want me to just throw it in the ground? And he said, yeah, because you throw it in the ground, you're going to get it 10 times more, right? So he says that's what a person works hard for their money. And now you tell them, give it away. You're crazy. I should go give it away. I should give it to someone else. She says, yeah. Because you put it, you're giving it to someone else. Ziru lachem litzdaka. That's why the pasuk in Mishlei. Ziru lachem tzedakah. Giving tzedakah is like planting. You put it away. Yeah. You think you're losing it, but ultimately, kitzru lachem lefi chesed. You will end up harvesting and reaping the benefits after you plant it. But then he says that the truth is that it's much better than a seed, because when you plant a seed, you taka lose the seed. It's worth it to lose the seed to get more back. But here, when you plant tzedakah, you never lose that seed, because that becomes your reward l'olam haba. You just get extra chesed in olam hazeh. So you have both when you plant it. So when you plant the seed, you lose the seed, but you get more in return. Here, when you plant chesed, you get double. You get, first of all, the seed remains fully intact, and you retain the seed in olam haba. So it's like you put it in the ground. It didn't disintegrate in the ground. It's like a bank. You're just holding it in the ground. And then from there, it grows up in olam haba in this world. So you get both. You're putting away the mitzvahs. You're putting away the schar for olam haba by giving the tzedakah. And you're going to be koitzer. You are going to reap the benefit in this world in olam hazeh. So therefore, he says that's why it's even better in a sense than regular planting. And however, there's one difference. He says the ziru lachem, the planting, is the planting that you do that's yours. No one could ever take that away. But the kitzru lachem, the kitzru, the what you harvest, which is in this world, it's not necessarily going to be for you. We don't know what Hashem's cheshbon is. Maybe it's going to be for your children. Maybe your children will benefit. Your family will benefit from the payrus of your tzedakah. Now, sometimes a person will say, well, I'll give tzedakah, I didn't become rich. Don't worry, the schar will be there. But you may not see it, but it will be there eventually. But the zera will be for you. So he says, that's why the pasuk says, right? It's very meduyak, the pasuk. It says, ziru lachem letzdaka. You should plant for yourself the tzedakah, because the seed will be for you. The kitzru lafi chesed. It doesn't say kitzru lachem lafi chesed. It will be harvested eventually. It will be harvested eventually. We just don't know for whom. The kitzru hainu ha'oysher mizel lafi chesed. V'loyomu lachem kimoy gabe yizriya ki hu ein avadai lachem. It may not be for you. You talking bezel lafarish lafi chesed. So, okay. So, that's an important principle to remember, that we will get back our tzedakah that we give. It just may not be always at the time or the place that we think we're getting it. But we will always get back that tzedakah, that chesed, that we planted and put it away. There was an oisher one time that got a, I don't remember the whole story, but basically the story was that he got a big job from the king, and he got he was considered a very honest guy, and he got in the Russian Empire. And he was given a promotion, but the other goyim that were around him were very jealous, so they were malshin to the king. And they said, no, king, I'm telling you, this guy steals money from you. And the king calls him over and says, please tell me exactly how much money do you have? What? How much money is yours? Or something like that. How much money do you have? How much money is yours? Something like that. So they ask so the guy says, yay, and he gives him a number. And he says, okay, now I need your tax returns. I need your bank statements. And he had 10 times more than what he said he had. He only told him about 1/10 of the stuff that he had. So he said, what's your problem? You lying to me? I asked you, tell me everything you had. So he says, and what are you going to do for me if I'm lying? He says, I'm going to take away all your money. He said, see, that's my point. I'm not going to tell you what I have, because it may not be mine. So I don't know if it's mine, but the 10% which I gave to tzedakah, that I have for sure. You can never take that away from me. So when you ask me how much I have, I told you about the 10% that I gave away to tzedakah, because that I taka for sure I have. There's nothing you can do to take that away. The rest of my money, I don't know. It's here today, gone tomorrow. You know. So the so that's like what Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying. He says the ziru lachem letzedakah, that's yours. kitzru lefi chesed, the ktsira, the harvesting that you get, the reward in olam hazeh, that's sometimes here, sometimes there. We don't necessarily know for sure, where it's coming. The next part of the mission, he says, yebeishcha pasua ah. And then he says like a cute vart on that. He says, so therefore the Yetzer Hara could tell you, well, what are you opening up your house to people for? What are you giving away stuff? Calm down, what are you doing? So he says, that's what the Mishnah means. Yebeishcha pasuach, your house should be open, liravacha, because if you do it, you will end up being marviach, you will end up gaining from opening your house. So it doesn't just mean, yebeishcha pasuach liravacha, your house should be wide open. It means your house should be open. Why? Liravacha, because you'll end up getting a revach, you'll end up gaining from the fact that your house is open. That's how he reads the Mishnah. Beautiful pshat. Yebeitcha patuach, your house should be open, liravacha, because you will be marviach from having your house be open. That's how he says pshat. Then he says, the next part of the Mishnah, it says, v'yu aniyim b'nei ve'secha, because as we know, there's two parts to the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's one part of how you give it, of giving it, but there's another part of how you give it. And actually, there is a sif in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tzedakah that says that if you gave tzedakah and you frowned at the person when you gave it, or you yelled at the person when you gave it, you lose your reward. It's as if you didn't give the tzedakah. You get no reward for giving the tzedakah. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch.
Isn't there like 5 minutes of what you get if you do without a smile, like 13 or something, if you do with a smile? Meaning if you do with a good eye, with a good word, you get more, and you get, there's like...
Yeah, but I'll tell you, you get more. That's what you would think. You would think, but here, listen to this. In the Lashon Hilchos Tzedakah is much more than that. In Hilchos Tzedakah, it says, by the way, La'olam, it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Tzedakah, La'olam ein adam me'ani min tzedakah. A person will never become poor from giving tzedakah. V'loy davar ra v'loy hezek misgalgal al yada. Nothing bad will ever happen to him. Shne'emar v'haya ma'isa tzedakah shalom. Okay? Now, listen to this. It's a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Mem Tesiv Gimel. It says, Tzarech liten hatzedakah b'sever panim yafos. A person has to give tzedakah with a nice smile, b'simcha uvetuv leivav, out of joy. U'misoinen ima ani b'tzaroi. You have to hear out the ani in his pain. U'medaber lo divrei tanchumen. And you have to speak to him nicely. But if you gave it with a bad face, you lose out your schos. So the question is, why do you lose out your schos? Maybe you should get your schos for giving, and then you'll get a different avera for making him feel bad. Why do you lose that? Obviously, because the mitzvah of tzedakah has to do with how he feels about it, not just the end result. So therefore, Chaim Volozhin says, that's what the Mishnah means when it says, v'yu aniyim b'nei ve'secha. It doesn't just mean you should always have aniyim in your house. It means you should treat them like b'nei ve'secha. They should feel as comfortable in your house as your b'nei bayis feel in your house. So there was a ma'isa one time with Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, besides the goyim that he wasn't learning, he was Rav Chesed. It says on his tombstone, Rav Chesed. He was a tremendous Baal Chesed, and he always had aniyim in his house. To the point that his house was hefker. And one time there was a guy in his house that was sitting there for a while, and he didn't even know who the Baal Bus was. He just opened up meals, they sat down. And one time Reb Chaim came and sat down next to him. So he didn't know that he was the Baal Bus, that Reb Chaim owned the house. So he leaned over to Reb Chaim and he says, look, I've been here for, it's like a week or so, I'm here already. When do you think they're going to kick me out already? So Reb Chaim says, I don't know, but I've been here for a couple of years and no one ever told me to leave. So that was the idea of you and Niyam B'nai Ve'Secha. So Reb Chaim V'Lozhner says it's not just the giving the tzedakah, which is the first level, but it's the B'nai Ve'Secha. Treat them as though they're your B'nai Bayis. They don't have to feel like you're giving them or that they feel bad. They just feel, you know, like you're giving them because, you know, if you're B'nai Bayis, you feel good about giving them and they deserve it. And that should be the attitude of how you give it. Okay, so, excellent. All right, I guess we will stop here.
Rabbi, your video is not so clear, huh?
Sure.
Tonight I'm on my laptop at home, so it's not as good as usual. Is the sound okay?
The sound's perfect, but you're like a little pixelated, your face. Actually, now it's a little better that you're close to the screen, but I don't know, it was not so high definition.
Is it like better like that?
Now you're very close to the. Yeah, no, it is better. It's less pixelated, definitely.
Okay, maybe I'll use a different machine. Okay, I have another share now at 8:45. So, okay.
Let's say thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night.